Hi, I'm Al Criazzo from Catskill Mountain Housing. You're listening to WGXC, Agra, Catskill, and Hudson.
Tune into the sounds of Field Recordings in Composition on the Framework Show, Saturdays at 7 p.m., on Wayfarm Radio and WGXC. Tune in Frameworks Field Recording Compositions every Saturday.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm 16 years old. I'm a student at Hudson High, and I'm from Hudson.
Hey. And Amelia just went back to school. It started.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the pre-show homework attack.
Oh, yeah.
A huge textbook.
I get out a giant textbook. Busy, busy. And I write for as long as I can before the show starts.
Yeah. But we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 talking about books.
Books we love. Books we hate. Fahim isn't here to finish the intro today.
But mostly books we love. Because we love books. And that's why our show is Bound by Books. And as per usual, we're going to start off with a poem.
Oh.
Do you mind reading?
Emily? I get to read it this time. Okay. This is called Taking One for the Team by Sarah Holbrook. Emily found this poem. Oh, and I can scroll. Cool. It says, we practiced together, sweat and stained. We pummeled each other and laughed off the pain. Teams may disagree, may tease, may blame. Teams may bicker and whine, but get down for the game. You had my back, we fought the fight, and though our score was less last night, we're walking tall, our team came through and stuck together like crazy glue. I'm proud to say I'm lost with you. I like that.
Ooh, go nice. Teams.
My dance classes are starting today as well, so that's a very appropriate poem for today.
Can you tell us about your dance classes? What kind of dance
do you? This year I'm doing hip-hop and tap competitively.
Awesome.
And I'm also taking a rec musical theater class, rec meaning recreational, so it's not competing.
That's fun.
I am also going to be in the overall senior company, and so I'm going to be in the senior company routine, which is to the song, to a song from The Greatest Showman.
Oh, cool.
Which will be very fun.
Yeah. That's awesome. I haven't been on a sort of like sports athletic or that sort of team in a long time. But I'm on other teams, like the Bound by Books team.
Yeah.
Yay. So yeah, there's our poem of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I also have, I want to do a little book shout out for a new book that's out recently.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to read the description of it because I haven't read it yet, but it sounds fabulous. It's called Sadie by Courtney Summers. And it just came out last week. So here's the description from the publisher. A missing girl on a journey of revenge and a serial-like podcast following the clues she's left behind. Sadie hasn't had an easy life. Growing up on her own, she's been raising her sister Maddie in an isolated small town, trying her best to provide a normal life and keep their heads above water. But when Maddie is found dead, Sadie's entire world crumbles. After a somewhat botched police investigation, Sadie is determined to bring her sister's killer to justice and hits the road following a few meager clues to find him. When West McCray, a radio personality working on a segment about small forgotten towns in America, overhears Sadie's story at a local gas station, he becomes obsessed with finding the missing girl. He starts his own podcast as he tracks Sadie's journey, trying to figure out what happened, hoping to find her before it's too late. Courtney Summers has written the breakout book of her career. Sadie is propulsive and harrowing and will keep you riveted until the last page.
Mm.
Sounds so good. I've heard really good reviews of this book. And I'm excited to check it out.
Yeah.
Once I
have exciting.
Time in my life. Yay. Cool. I've read some Courtney Summers before, although I'm blanking on the titles of the books, but she's a very good sort of contemporary realistic fiction primarily author that I've enjoyed.
Ooh.
All right. So what books would you like to talk about today?
Well, I'm still getting through If You Don't Have Anything Nice to Say, a bit slower now that I have school again.
Yeah.
I think I spoke about it last show, but it's about a girl who is a champion spelling bee champion for her school, who posts something online that a lot of people find controversial, and she ends up losing a lot because of it, even though it was misinterpreted, and she didn't mean any harm by it.
Yeah.
And from what I can tell, I'm about halfway through the book now. The rest of the book is her slowly trying to fix her life and put it back together and reconcile with some friends. It's pretty good.
Cool.
And then I got the syllabus for my ELA class this year, English Language Arts Honors 11. And so I'm going to be reading Hamlet this year.
Oh, cool.
I can't wait. Our first unit is regarding the Salem witch trials.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're reading the Scarlet Letter, but I read an article about the Scarlet Letter and how the punishment that Esther Prynne has to go through with the letter is actually rooted in reality for some Puritan communities. They would make a person wear an A in like contrasting colors through their clothes if they committed adultery, which I found very interesting.
Yeah.
And then we'll also be reading To Kill a Mockingbird, mm-hmm. which is my mom's favorite book.
It's a lot of people's favorite book.
Yeah.
And I'd say that's probably the most
I've never read it. Or, yeah, it's very common.
Yeah.
And we will be reading Of Mice and Men, which I know and is sad.
Yeah, but it's well written.
Yeah.
It's a good book.
And there was one other that I can't really remember right now.
I'm curious what else is on your list.
Yeah.
There's a few books that I know get read a lot at Hudson High that I've been waiting for you guys to hit so I can read it with you.
Do you have any examples? Maybe you'll remind me of the one I'm forgetting.
Like Flowers for Algernon.
Algernon.
I can't say
his good.
Name. So you've already read that one.
I've read that
so
one.
So I have to wait for Fahim.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what else. I can't remember what the other ones are. But there's a few classics that I haven't read yet that... I think it would be fun to read with you all when you have no choice. You're forced to read them. I, too, will force myself.
I've already gotten through the one Shakespeare play that I think I have to read for high school that I haven't read, and that's Othello.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I read Othello in high school.
That was the only one I hadn't read previously to actually having to read it in class.
I know we read Othello, and I know we read Hamlet.
Yeah.
I can't remember if we read other ones in high school. Maybe Romeo and Juliet?
In freshman year, I read Romeo and Juliet.
And I read some by choice, but I think those were ones that I read in school. Midsummer Night's Dream, I read on my own. That was
I've read that
favorites.
One on my own, too. Yeah. I was like, a Shakespeare play with a happy ending? What is this?
Yeah, he did some comedies.
Yeah.
But yeah, lots of tragedy.
Yeah.
Or at least those are some of his more read ones.
Mm-hmm.
Even the romance, like Romeo and Juliet. Every time I have a reenactment of Romeo and Juliet, because people retell that story a lot with a twist, and I'm always like hoping that the twist will be that they survive. Live happily ever after.
Yeah.
But usually doesn't happen.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. So what are you most excited of those to read this year?
Hamlet.
Cool.
If I could remember the other one, I might be excited to read that one, but I cannot remember what it was.
Well, as far as required reading goes, the ones that you just listed, I enjoyed all of them. Like, I love To Kill a Mockingbird, Of Mice and Men, and Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
So, The Unknown is that fourth.
Yeah.
I'll have to see what that is maybe next week. Awesome. Well, I just read a very good book recently that I could talk about. It's called How I Became a Ghost.
Ooh.
And it's the first in a trilogy by Tim Tingle. And it takes place in 1830. It starts off in Choctaw Nation in Mississippi and follows the main character and some of his friends and family on the start of their forced relocation. During the Trail of Tears.
Oh.
And so it's called How I Became a Ghost, and you find out from the very start that our character is eventually going to become a ghost. So you start this forced relocation with him and his family, knowing that at some point he's going to die, but not knowing
how or when. Oh, it's literal? I didn't know if the title was literal or not.
Yeah, I can read the very first paragraph of chapter one. And the main character's name is Isaac, and he's 10 years old. So it starts off, maybe you have never read a book written by a ghost before. I am a ghost. I am not a ghost when the book begins, so you have to pay very close attention. I should tell you something else. I say things before they happen. You are probably thinking, I wish I could see things before they happen. Be careful what you wish for.
Ooh. I like that.
Yeah.
It's a really good first paragraph.
And so, I don't know, it's a very interesting book, and it's nice because it's, you know, it's historical fiction, but there's also some magic realism. The main character's interesting to follow along because he knows he's going to become a ghost and he's not upset about it. It's just sort of a fact of life. And and he can also see ghosts and he can see things before they happen. And he can communicate with his dog. And eventually there's a shape-shifting character that comes into play. And they're all trying to sort of help their people survive on the Trail of Tears.
Cool.
So, and I know the second book just came out recently in the series. That's actually how I found out about this book, was I was reading reviews for upcoming books. And there was a book by this author who I really liked, Tim Tingle. I've read a lot of picture books by him. He does folk tales and other stories, primarily about Cherokee or Choctaw Indians. And so I saw this book that was coming out that was getting great reviews and realized it was the second in a series. I was like, oh, I guess I should read the first one.
My mom's actually bought the next two Raven Boy books. She really liked the first
one. Oh, that's
one.
Great. More than you, huh?
Yeah. I didn't really know.
See, there's a book for everyone. It's the fun thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's also liking We Are the Ants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you didn't like that one as much either.
Oh, I struggled through that one. I was not enjoying that one.
It's a tough read, but I enjoyed it. I've been reading a lot of folk tales recently, which are fun. Some I like more than others. Lots of picture book folk tales. We have a great program at the library on Sundays with Pamela Badilla that runs from 2 to 3 every Sunday, where she reads folktales and tells folktales with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it was a good opportunity to see what books are out there that I haven't read yet that we could maybe add to our collection.
Yeah.
So I've been bringing in books from all over.
Cool.
Going on like a little reading spree. It's pretty fun. I've also read a couple other books recently that I could talk about. I read a book called A Northern Light recently by Jennifer Donnelly.
I've heard about that one.
Which was very good. She often comes to the Hudson Children's Book Festival. She was there this year.
And that's one of her most popular books, I guess.
Yeah, I forget. It won maybe a Prince Honor, or I don't know if it won the Prince or if it was an honor book. But that's like a huge young adult prize. Yeah, it was a nominee. And Jennifer lives in the Hudson Valley, and this book is also set somewhere up this way. It's not, I don't remember if it's actually specific about where it takes place, but somewhere in like the Adirondacks, Catskills. And the main character is a 16-year-old named Maddie Goki, who has big dreams of being a writer. She loves to read, she loves to write. But she's not wealthy, and there's sort of this idea that she's going to get married and stay at home and raise a family. But she takes a job at a hotel, sort of serving the clientele that come up to the area for the summers. And while she's staying at that, or working at that hotel, one of the guests named Grace entrusts her with a task of burning her letters. But then Grace is found dead.
Oh, no.
And so it, Maddie sort of discovers that these letters could reveal sort of the truth behind her murder, what may have happened. So it's an interesting, you know, it's historical fiction. It's got some romance in it. It's got a murder mystery. And it's based in part on true events that inspired a different book. So that's interesting.
That's cool.
I think Revolution by Jennifer Donnelly is still my favorite book by her. But
I've never read that one.
But this was very good. I enjoyed reading it a lot. Good sense of place. Great main character. It had some... It brought up memories of, like, the sort of Downton Abbey kind of thing where, you know, there's the people working, like, sort of servant class at a fancy establishment. Where you get to know all the different characters. So that was fun. But yeah, Revolution by Jennifer Donnelly is fabulous. And it's also a mix of like historical fiction and contemporary and maybe magical realism or not, depending on how you read it. And you've read some books by her. So you read some of her mermaid books, right?
Yeah, I read like Deep Blue. Mm-hmm. And then I read like, I think, 3 Deep Blue books and then didn't read the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fourth is the last one. But I'd have to read them all over again to remember what was happening because I read them a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that the mix of books that she has like these sort of... Well, she writes adult fiction as well. But then she writes teen fiction that's maybe like more... serious and literary, and then she has middle grade books that are like mermaids and Disney and stuff like that.
Her so mermaid books eclectic. are kind of like insane. Like there's a whole like that she like takes time to like talk about all the different cultures like under the sea in these fictional she builds up the fictional world really well, and I love world building stuff, and I'm like, oh, this is all so cool.
Yeah, I will say I couldn't get into them as much as you did.
Yeah.
I had trouble with
I love my fantasy.
The underwater world. But I like her other stuff I've read.
Cool. I will say there are so many references to bubble tea in those books that I didn't actually know bubble tea was a real thing when I ran into a shop for it in the mall. I was like, wait, what's that?
And what did you think of bubble tea?
Oh, you weren't convinced, I don't know. Right? I have mixed emotions on it. I'll have to try more.
Interesting. I don't know that I've ever actually had bubble tea. Someday maybe. Because it's like a milky tea and I don't
drink feel like milk. I'd probably have appreciated it more if I actually had the tapioca in it, but I couldn't get the actual bubbles. I had to get like these coconut jelly and I was like, this is weird.
Fun times. So is there anything that you're most looking forward to reading in the coming weeks when you don't have to be reading stuff for school?
Well, I want to finish up
your current one.
My current one. I want to read Splendors and Glooms because my dad said it was very, very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually never read that author. I think it's Laura Amy Schlitz, something like that.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be really fabulous. It's good to know your dad liked it.
Yeah.
It makes me more interested in reading it. I don't have like a next on my to read list. I have, I'm reading the newest Ms. Marvel comic. Just started that recently, and it's sort of Ms. Marvel's missing, and her friends are sort of filling in for her, although they don't realize that it's their friend that is Ms. Marvel. They just are doing their due diligence. So that's fun. And I just finished a different book today, so I haven't picked up what my next one will be. But I'm still on a YA reading thing for Battle of the Books. And then once I'm done with that, I'd like to read some adult fiction and some middle grade. So there's a bunch of books that I've been kind of putting off reading because I've been tasked with reading some YA. Although I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's fun reading.
It's fun.
Just reading YA after YA after YA.
Hmm.
And I throw in some picture books in the middle there, too.
Yeah.
Because why not? Cool. Well, we're just about out of time for today. But I want to make sure everyone listening knows about the 2018 WGXC Record Fair. It's coming up Sunday, September 16th. It's on the final day of Basilica Soundscape, Basilica Hudson's annual Weekend of Art, Music, and Culture. We want to give a shout out to the generous businesses who have donated gift certificates to the Regional Record Lovers Tour Package raffle prize. That's Feeding Tube Records in Florence, Mass., Hilo Cafe and Venue in Catskill, Jack's Rhythms in New Paltz, John Doe Books and Records in Hudson, and Spike's Record Rack in Catskill. So you can find out more information about this fun event on WGXC.org. But yeah, we hope everyone has a great week and reads lots of good books. Happy reading.
Bye.
fact it must be forever. How could so much love be inside of you? Oh, you are the sunshine of my life, yeah. That's why I'll always stay around. Mm-hmm. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in the sport. Yeah, you are the sunshine of my life, baby. That's why I always stay sun.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Listen to the mustn'ts, child. Listen to the don'ts. Listen to the shouldn'ts, the impossibles, the won'ts. Listen to the never-haves, then listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be.